basically get my furniture out.
A Pierce County woman unpacks boxes in her new house, but she's still thinking about the dream home that got away.
They just had dimmers on every light and really nice fans. And
Sarah Crossley had made a bid higher than the asking price.
I was waiting to get a response from their real estate agent, which is through Windermere. She left a voicemail on my realtor's phone.
Listen carefully. Crossley's attorney says you can hear the seller's realtor saying they're a bit nervous about a single woman buying the home.
And they're a little bit nervous about it being a single woman trying to buy the house.
We have direct evidence of discrimination based on her being a single female.
Ryan Dolman represents Crossley in a civil suit. An attorney for the defendants declined to go on tape and requested we not contact his clients. He says the matter's in litigation. They're trying to resolve it. It is unusual to have taped evidence in cases like this, but housing discrimination itself isn't rare.
We've always had around at least 200 complaints in the state of Washington.
Judy Keeler, the regional fair housing director with HUD.
All housing providers are responsible for knowing the law.
She says buyers, sellers, and realtors should know the basic federal discrimination laws and local laws, which can vary and be more strict.
But remember that ignorance of the law is no defense.
I want justice and I want to be treated right.
Which is why Crossley's suing to recoup the money she says she's having to spend to make this house into the dream home she lost. Heather Bosch, News Radio.